Okay. Coin time. Who's next?
I'm game.
We'd heard.
Okay. It's between you two.
Heads.
Heads it is. You're second, Mia.
And now it's you two. Wilma versus Chicks. Chicks, heads or tails?
Tails.
Heads it is. Wilma's up third.
Hang on. Let me look at that coin.
It's a perfectly normal coin.
No, it isn't. Look. It's got Alvin on one side and Alvin on the other.
Ah, but this side has floppy ears. And that side has his tail. Flip it again.
Heads.
Yep, heads it is. Norma, you're up last.
I've never known anything like it.
He's never known anything like it. But then, he's never known anything to write home about. So, this is nothing to write home about.
I'm not sure you all understand the gravity of the situation.
It's all very, very strange, right? Okay, then Harry, then me, then Mia, then Wilma, then Chicks, then Lou, and finally, Norma.
Bother. Drop the coin.
Heads!
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 Heads.
Barnard Star Crime Wave shows no sign of stopping.
Multitude in servitude after carrier, carry off, carry on.
PS4 and planetary prohibition permit problem.
Denial isn't in Egypt. Apparently, it's in the Empire.
Dastardly Don in station manipulation inflation.
I've got my eye on you, truckers, and what you're not doing right.
I'm keeping an eye on what everyone else is up to.
And finally, bite-sized bulletins from across the galaxy.
Hutton Space is normally a quiet place. Conflicts are rare, disasters are few and far between, and things are usually, unless you ask Lou, unlike Colonia in that there's very little going on. Long gone are the times when the BGS team battled day in and day out to keep Hutton out of trouble, keeping influence from plummeting in a never-ending cascade of minus numbers. Then, there's Barnard Star. Home of the Barnard Star Dockers, a refinery system of 1.2 million souls, 15 planets, 6 stations, and 7 factions, including Hutton. There's something wrong with Barnard. Whether it's something in the water or the colour of the light in the system affecting people's brains, but they just love a conflict. Crime statistics are at unprecedented levels. Every street corner has an urchin on it waiting to lift your wallet or pick your pocket. Fagins are lurking in every dark corner, sending their millions out to bring in the riches. Civil unrest is rife, and not even the most dread of lawkeepers is making a dent in it. Our very own Taran has been hard at work as a bounty hunter, hauling ne'er-do-wells clapped in irons to the local jails which are filled to bursting. Even the other factions want a piece of the action, declaring a war over the silliest things, from perceived and imaginary insults to stealing each other's parking spaces, who has the largest faction management offices, to scurrilous claims that they invented the Hutton mug and they'll fight anyone who disagrees. The solution? Taran and the Hutton BGS team need a hand. We need to bring the law to Barnard Star, Hutton style. We need to tattoo the mantra, be excellent to each other on the ships of transgressors, using beam lasers. It, of course, could be a previously unknown side effect of a particularly nasty strain of mods, that's mug ownership deficiency syndrome, a debilitating condition that masquerades as everything from space mumps to feeling a bit iffy, and everything in between, and only cured by swift application of a Hutton mug. Truckers, our systems need you. Bring mugs, bring the law, and most of all, bring peace to Barnard Star.
Indentured servitude is normally the province of the Empire, or Alvin, but this week galactic news outlets have been rife with accusations of exploitation of unsuspecting commanders who found themselves in a sticky spot. Unwitting pilots have been lured aboard waiting fleet carriers, tempted by promises of rescue, of trips to see sights of the galaxy, of riches that await in distant rings and of wonders, only to find that on arrival, the outfitting is closed, there are no fuel scoops available, and the only way home again is to mine and deliver thousands of tons of valuables to the ship's owner to pay back their board and lodgings, the fuel costs, and of course exorbitant interest charges. Unwilling to admit in public that they've been hoodwinked, duped, and had the wool thoroughly pulled down over their eyes, they've gone out day after day to mine for their new owner, who cracks the whip at every opportunity for just one more shipload of gold, a handful more void opals, that extra bit of palladium or painite. Many have tried to escape, jumping as far as their fuel tanks allow before calling for help from the fuel rats to get them home, or appealing to a passing Hutton trucker and their fleet carrier by sticking a space thumb out or flashing a little bit of ankle. The rescued pilots have been found dishevelled, wide-eyed and crazy, their dreams interrupted by the sounds of a mining laser or imaginary deep-core detonations startling them awake. They gibber and drool. They devour fresh food as if they've never seen it before, having lived on meagre carrier-recycled waste burgers for the last month. Warnings have been pasted on the station bulletin boards throughout the Pilots Federation training systems and across all good news outlets. Don't accept lifts from strangers. Never head out into the dark without your trusty fuel scoop and an exit plan. And if someone makes you an offer that looks too good to be true, as with the free Anaconda, it most definitely is.
Recently, commanders who fly using the PS4 flight control system have become suspicious that something is going on, but no one will tell them what it is. They have had their horizons curtailed, they have been barred from landing on any planet, their fighter bays have a no-entry sign, and their SRVs are stuck in the hangar on piles of bricks. Perhaps the whole galaxy thinks it's their birthday and that they must be kept out of the way while a huge party is being organised. Maybe those rumours about how jealously Hotbox members guard their own corner of the Elite Dangerous Galaxy are true after all. All the PS4 pilots know is that they are limited to remaining in their ships, staring down from orbit and imagining all of the fun that's going on, and the humorous blue child's drawing of a spaceship that they used to see in the system map next to a landable planet has vanished, as if in a dream. The Pilots Federation has remained tight-lipped about the problem, but when pressed, they said something about the man with the passport having gone home for the weekend, or the wrong colour of cosmic rays, and they even tried to suggest that for the PS4 commanders, the recent permits to land on planets for all commanders may have been paid for with Leprechaun's gold, which has since disappeared, so the permits have had to be rescinded. Personally, we suspect that this may not be entirely true, and that someone's frantically running round the offices of the Pilots Federation shouting, "I don't know, I haven't changed anything!" For now, if you know of a lonely PS4 pilot, for the moment all you can do is send them your best wishes and offer a sympathetic ear. After all, diverse from the rest of us.
We have received a communique from the Office of Imperial Senator Carl Nerva regarding our request for information that we sent regarding the status of the outpost Serene Harbour. From the Office of, never you mind who this is, we don't exist and we wouldn't tell you anyway, regarding your request for information regarding Serene Harbour. We can neither confirm or deny that we may or may not have ever heard of this facility, which definitely would not in any case reside on a planet that certainly does not exist in the CRA sector, AF-AD42 system, because we have never heard of it. We do not recognise any fake logs which certainly do not exist and in any case are being circulated by very nasty people. And this Captain DeLuca that you mention has never worked for us. He is a bad person who does not exist because he is dead and he always has been. I'll tell you, I'm a great spokesperson and I have given many, many briefings which have given great information, just great, great information. And I did not use the name Captain DeLuca just now because, quite frankly, the bad news people made him up and tried to use him against me. And the fake news pictures of this serene harbour and all the fake bodies cannot be associated with us. This is a false flag operation. All of this was created by our enemies and we deny that any records are missing from the Imperial Intelligence personnel files. Especially not for the location Serene Harbour. And you didn't read this. Go away.
There has been a public outcry in recent days after a number of systems have seen their supply and demand figures vary wildly and prices being offered for goods reaching astronomical levels. For years, members of the Pilots Federation have bemoaned the relatively unchanging galactic shopping trolley, that is the commodity market, affected only by local political situations. There has been little movement in the markets. Station bosses, and some say even the Pilots Federation themselves, have been lining their pockets at the expense of Joe Pilot. One enterprising businessman, the dastardly Don Antonacci of Wolf 359, has taken it upon himself to Robin Hood his way into forcing price changes by quite literally buying everything a station has to offer. By Robin Hood, and this from bitter experience in dealings with the Dudley Do-Bad, that is the dastardly Don, we mean he's stealing from the rich to give to himself. He's bought the lot, the Bogrel stockpile that's there in case of panic buying during outbreak, all of the cockpit graphics cards, the chintz and Ujima flips, the Watsits and the diddly doodahs, the gold and the food and the clothes, every single scrap, and loaded it into a fleet of waiting, probably stolen, fleet carriers. As a result, prices have gone through the roof. Demand is so high that people are paying outrageous fees for just about everything, and inflation looks like a terrified giant pufferfish from the aquarium at O'Connor when he realizes that Van Tiern just launched himself in a dive bomb at the tank. "That's not how it works," commented the Pilots Federation. "We're the only ones allowed to nerf and buff at will." The Don, meanwhile, is wondering what to do with 10,000 tons of performance enhancers, more cake than one person can eat at a single sitting, and an awfully large collection of puppies.
To expand or not to expand, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to obey the instructions of our fluffy leader, or to take it upon ourselves to ignore his sage advice and, by opposing, gain a new system. To rest, to expand no more, and by a rest to say we end the heartache and the never-ending missions that Lael is heir to. Ah, enough of that bollocks. I don't enjoy this, you know, moaning at you week after week. It's not very difficult. Aim for 50%. Do not go below 40%. Do not go above 60%. Do not expand. Do not collect additional systems. This week, if you're not on the fleet carrier of random direction, please, please boost Wise, Kokeri, and Barnard's Castle. Star, I mean Star. You see what I did there? Drop Van Marnen Star and Haghole. Then take a look at the influence list and try and nudge every system as close to 50% as possible. It can't be that difficult. Baz is managing to do it, and he's not even been flying for the last few weeks. Oh, and win the election in Tier if you're in Colonia. Or lose it. I don't know, it's been a long week. Hanky will tell you, probably, if he's not been eaten by a snake. Norma, just get me out of here, please.
Time now for our roundup of news from community-led events. Please remember to let us know of any that you know are coming up so we can feature them in future shows. Commander Radium thanks the Truckers for interest in the Titan Contractor's recent expedition and sends this report. Titan Contractors had completed their third expedition trip, codenamed Trip Sigma. Our shortest trip yet, being only 14 days long, allowed new and old players to visit some beautiful sights around the bubble. While not much was visited, the feedback garnered from Sigma will be very important in creating our next event, so we're excited to see what the future holds for our next trip. As reported last week, the Elite Racers were holding around 7 of their Scarab Mastery events, and this Saturday, the 6th of February, will be the 8th and final event of this 2-month series. Commanders Fat Haggard and Black Mace sent this report. We saw Commander Shea Blackwood make some strong moves on Commander Osash's position for the top spot, but Osash's is holding his first place position for now, going into the final event. Who will be the winner of this 2-month long championship? You can find out by tuning into the Frontier Developments live stream hosted by Commander Black Maze on the 6th. The SMC, as it is abbreviated, challenges races to prove their mastery of the Scarab SRV by jumping canyons, climbing buildings and flying their scarabs across extreme terrains. Details are at bit.ly Elite Races Discord. At the other event at Fisher Terminal, Fat Haggard reports, Commander Arxand earned his second course champion title, now champion at both Coato Canyon as well as Fisher Terminal. These accomplishments owed in large part to the great deal of practice he put in on the courses, and practice pays off. Behind him were Commanders Black Maze, Osash's Toolhead and Deftin. Deftin made his final return in several years after being part of the founding group that started Elite Races in or about 3301. You may recall that we talked about the FTM Isfahan, Eros Maidlung's Mega Gin Ramble, and his plan to let a public vote decide where his fleet carrier be sent. What we call the Boaty McBoatface way of plotting a route. It appears that this first stage is likely to go as well as we expected, and tomorrow's takeoff is likely to have such a low amount of planning that we quite expect it to disappear into a new dimension and only return when the universe reaches heat death. Eros does, however, see it slightly differently. So here's his view on the matter.
The date is the 30th of January, 3307. Well, it's the second report within a week. The votes are in, I'm told, so let's see where we're going. I've used this keyboard here to put in some information into the black box, which is under the seat, and I hit go. So, what do we have? We have a fairly short roll on the range, only 2,100 light-years, but most of the votes were in a downward direction, averaged with the rest. We'll be going in a south-southwest direction at a downward angle of 30 degrees. I'll open up the map here and see if that lands us in the middle of nowhere. Okay, I'm just going to figure out the coordinate system. It's X, Z, Y, which always confuses me. And we're going to find a system around negative 360, negative 1,000, negative 1,800, roughly. So what do we find? Great. Okay, absolutely nothing. Already this exploration trip has given me a deep sense of foreboding. Let's pan around and remember this is supposed to be guidance, not a pinpoint process. Alright, the system looks okay, I guess. That's Orchost ZY-R D4-0. The only lucky part being that this sounds like something you can actually say. Oh, and it's a G-class. We must be right at the bottom of the galaxy, something I hoped my jump range limiting of 1 over X curve might take care of. Obviously, I'm greatly mistaken. Well, that's the target. Let's bookmark it for later. If the system proves to be a huge hindrance, we may have to do an adjustment jump to somewhere less in the middle of nowhere to help our onboard pilots not feel totally lost. That, and I'll stand a better chance of not getting stabbed with a repurposed mug in the mess hall. The off date will still probably be the 5th of February, somewhere between 2200 and 23, most likely. We still have a biolder open as far as I'm aware, though I took the opportunity to get some tritium stocked up already. So, get the ships on board, for the mug.
Where it goes next, only time will tell. Each move is dictated by the previous one. That is the meaning of order.
And finally, bite-sized bulletins from across the galaxy.
Sometime driver of Bazzi's banter bus and all-round good egg, Commander Kinrain has reached a significant milestone in his reboot repair efforts. Despite being laid low by circumstance and having had an insulting virus added to his injury, Special Effects Always Smiling Ambassador has, after some months, finally managed to escape Nerth's Wyeth's clutches and crutches, and tomorrow morning will finally be heading to his home station with Ali, his co-pilot. Assuming the silly bugger doesn't do a Pearson in the meantime and break something. Kinrain still has a long road ahead of him, and there are still a lot of internal repairs to be effected, but he'll be in lockup, not locked down, and we understand that he's been missing exotic cuisine from around the world, and will be celebrating with a bacon butty and HP sauce. Two rare and delicious food items that don't need to be covered by the Galnet Food Digest.
Commander!
Ow!
Commander, I can do it 1 second faster, Hardy. And before you ask, we do think that nickname comes from his flying, not any personal activity. Has this week finally been inoculated against mods? His silver Hutton mug, earned by being the same thing over and over and expect a different outcome, is still our fastest pilot on the Hutton run. We managed to pry the mug out of the claws of one psycho cow of Upper Glasgow, along with a second example of the galaxy's most sought-after drinking vessel since Cecil held an open bar on his purple python, which has been delivered to Commander Chicks, a spinster of this parish, in recognition of him having nothing better to do for 18 months than sit out in the depths of the galaxy, scanning planets whilst we were back here fighting Thargoids and generally having fun.
Hammered of Slough, or as we like to think of her, Kate Russell, or at least a pirate that bears her name, has a price on her head in Colonia. If you see the owner of the anaconda named the Saucy Ferret out in the galaxy, please make sure it's the right one before you try to complete your assassination mission. You're looking for the buccaneer with the bucking nose under the bucking hat. Sorry, I'll get my remlock.